That's Brooks and Dunn with the Boot Scootin' Boogie. You're listening to Muskie Country, and I'm Gray from the Muskie Country Studios on the Civic Media Radio Network, coming at you right out of Hayward. Jake Owen and Joe Nichols are up next with Parker McCollum and Joe D. Messina. Then a look at this week's coldest coach quotes. Last week, Ben Johnson threw some shade at his team. This week, a different coach did it, and it might be even better. It's chilly out there in the NFL scene, and I've got the details. After four more, Jake Owen up next.
101.1 FM, Muskie 101.
Getting dressed up means a button-down shirt and a good pair of jeans. Wasn't Sunday supper without collard greens. Dad was boss, Christ is king. Friday night was living for them lights to come on. Then I turned to Miller Lights when I turned 21. There's some things about me that I can't change. I'll always be the man that homemade me love a dirt road. Up truck must have got to her, windows down, singing every word of that George Strait mixtape that was homemade. Homemade me love a dirt road, homemade me crave some ice cold, homemade sweet tea only mama knows how to make. Yeah, homemade, homemade me love a small town, homemade me want to settle down. Homemade. can't get from a store. Hey, the good stuff comes from the good Lord. Homemade, homemade me love a dirt road. Homemade me crazy mice cold. Homemade, sweet tea only mama knows how to make.
Let down your hair. Cancel those reservations. There's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that. Shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on, barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song, dancing around like a fool, starring in her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me, old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me, old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that girl.
Country music.
It's totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
Time, but here I am. you're standing in the doorway in the sunset light. Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long.
Joe DiMessina, Bye Bye. Parker McCollum was there a moment ago with What Kind of Man. We've also heard from Joe Nichols, Jake Owen, and Brooks and Dunn already just this hour. So last week, during my NFC North preview, I mentioned that the Bears head coach, Ben Johnson, dropped a cold quote when he called his team out for not practicing like champions. Well, the Bears got the win last week, and they looked pretty good doing it, so I'll leave them out of the crosshairs. And instead, we've got a cold quote from Mike Tomlin, but this one's about a different team. By the way, cold quotes, cold cuts, coach cuts, I'll work on it. The Steelers play the Vikings this week, so Tomlin is talking about backup quarterbacks playing like Carson Wentz did last week. Curiously, though, Tomlin likened the Vikings to the Colts from last season. This year, the Colts look great so far, but last year, they did not. They were still trying to develop Anthony Richardson Sr., a super athletic but terrible quarterback, at least so far. And their backup was Joe Flacco. And Mike Tomlin clearly believed that Flacco was the bigger threat, even though he was the backup. We know this because Tomlin said so. And what he said was he told his defense to leave Richardson upright, whatever that exactly means. But whatever it means they wanted to keep Richardson in the game instead of letting Flacco play. And I don't think there's anything more insulting you could say about an opponent's ability in the game of football than don't even try to stop him. Leave him up. Don't tackle him. I think it was Napoleon who said, never interrupt your enemy when he's making a mistake. Mike Tomlin gets the cold quote of the week. Later this hour, a full NFC North preview, and we won't be as friendly to Ben Johnson, though he has been looking good as a head coach. More music until then. Nate Smith is up next.
Muskie 101.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on whsm.com/contest-terms. Muskie 101. Muskie 101.
That was World on Fire. Just three more before we dive back into football. That way we make sure that I don't go over time. Here's Clay Walker on Muskie Country.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do, if I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do, if I could make a living out of loving you. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do, if I could make a living out of loving you.
I listen to it all day at work.
Real country variety.
Muskie 101.
Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back, or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can, stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I stand right beside me. Oh, and I see the same thing I see, but I don't mind being the guy with the girl. No, it's funny watching them do the way they do. They come walking up to me, but they only want to talk to you. And I don't blame them that they're hypnotized. They keep staring at your heartbreak eyes, like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me. Oh, and I see the same thing. Girl,
Listen to the Beatles singing back in the USSR. Yeah, she's going around the world tonight, but she ain't leaving here. She's just gonna meet her boyfriend down at the street fair. It's a French kiss, Italian ice, Spanish moss in the moon. Got Canadian bacon on their pizza pie. They got a cooler full of cold Coronas and Amstel Light. It's like we're all living in a big old cup. Just fire up the blender, mix it all up. It's a French kiss, Italian ice, margaritas in the moonlight. Just another American Saturday night.
Brad Paisley, American Saturday Night, following Blake Shelton, A Guy with a Girl. Clay Walker was there too since last we spoke. If I could make a living out of loving you. We're looking at all four games from the NFC North, starting with Vikings at Steelers. That's an early game this week. The Vikings are going to Dublin, Ireland, as the away team against Pittsburgh, and kickoff is 8:30 a.m. Central. The 2-1 Vikings are coasting into this off a great showing last week over the Bengals. The Steelers have their starters, though, where the Bengals did not, and that means Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. If the Steelers' line holds up, Aaron versus Brian Flores could be the real title fight on that card. The Vikings' defensive coordinator is creative, and Rodgers is smart. Aaron's facial expression will tell you almost as much as the scoreboard in this game. There's another Rodgers, though, and he plays for Minnesota. Isaiah Rodgers had a historically good game last week, and he only played in half of it. What will he pull off this week? Looking over at Browns versus Lions, the word here is parity. The Packers beat the Lions. The Browns beat the Packers, so the Browns will beat the Lions too, right? Except the Lions have a blueprint to follow in the form of tape from the Packers-Browns game, and Dan Campbell is the kind of coach to use that well. The Browns have solid coaching too, but last week showed that they needed more than that to gain the advantage. They needed a major mistake from Jordan Love. The Lions have proven they can pull advantages out of thin air, so I like the Lions in this one. Though I fully expected a Browns loss last week, so let's just say this one rides on the Lions' offensive line. Just like it did on ours. Bears at Raiders. Vegas hopes to answer a question that burns a little hotter each week. What is first-round rookie running back Ashton Jeanty? flashes of Marshawn Lynch, followed by flashes of major issues. But the Raiders are hoping that he finds himself this week when the Bears come to town. The Raiders have plenty to worry about on the other side of the ball, though. The Bears are poised to bring a little confidence to Vegas after their first win of the season last week, and the Raiders are bottom 10 in defense so far. The bright spots for Vegas defense? Red zone and third down. So the question becomes, will Caleb Williams keep his cool in the critical situations with Max Crosby trying to hurt him? Last but not least, the hometown boys, Packers at Cowboys. Honestly, flip 5 coins. Consult some tarot cards, pull out a Ouija board, try a horoscope, or read some tea leaves. Whatever you do, just don't ask me to pretend I know what's coming on any given Sunday. I do expect a Green Bay win here, even with the woes of last week, but I expected a win last week, and so did every single expert. Seriously, I could find about 2 out of 30 who picked the Browns, and they were the only ones who got it right. I'm sure that made up for being laughed out of the room by their colleagues, but I digress. Look at it my way. The Cowboys' defense has been terrible. Unless the Packers' offensive line can somehow be worse than that terrible Cowboys' defense, the Packers should theoretically pull out a win. The catch, though, that sneaky, unsuspecting thing, the Cowboys' defensive coordinator. Yes, he may be why their defense is bad, or he may not be. But one thing that's for sure, until last season, he was the head coach of the Bears and saw Matt LaFleur twice a year. So I'll reiterate something I said this time last week. If the wrong people have good ideas on Sunday, the Packers could be humbled again. I don't think so this time, though. I was kind of scared about the Browns game. The Dallas game is not that. I'll never pretend I know. News and weather up next. As always for sports, we'll see.
Muskie 101.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered legal briefs to be filed in relation to a pair of lawsuits challenging the state's congressional voting maps ahead of the 2026 election. 2 law firms filed the challenges in Dane County Circuit Court, where a judge denied a request to set a briefing schedule. They asked the Supreme Court to appoint a 3-judge panel to determine whether the congressional maps are unconstitutional, but the court instead ordered the 2 sides to file legal briefs arguing whether the lawsuit constituted a valid action to challenge the maps. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to avoid transporting firewood across the state to help prevent the spread of invasive species. Moving untreated firewood from one area of the state to another is one of the most common ways that invasive species like the emerald ash borer and spongy moth spread. The Don't Move Firewood campaign is encouraging residents to buy local and burn local, urging them to purchase firewood from the area they're planning to camp in and leaving any of their unused firewood behind. The Northwest Wisconsin Grazers Network and a handful of partner organizations are inviting residents to a pasture walk to learn more about innovative grazing practices. The pasture walk will be held on October 4th, beginning at 10 a.m. at Grazing Acre Farms in Chautauqua. Topics covered during the event will include information on livestock manure and soil health, as well as forage practices for the fall and winter. Following the pasture walk, attendees will also have a chance to network with other grazers and discuss additional ways to improve their own operations. A Rice Lake organization is seeking to expand the availability of its laundry assistance service. Community Connections to Prosperity's Loads of Love program seeks to help individuals and families facing financial hardships cover the cost of doing their laundry through monthly events. The program is offered at Clothes Spin Laundry in Rice Lake on the first Friday of each month from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and the third Monday of each month from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. The organization is seeking additional volunteers and organizations to host future laundry events. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 70s. And more sun on Sunday, highs into the mid 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps warm through the 70s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Muskie 101.
Here's 1,000 Horses with Smoke to finish the hour on Muskie Country 101. We've got a keyword coming right after the first song of the 5 o'clock hour. Keep it here.
She comes rolling right over the tip of my tongue so easy. She'll be the first damn thing I want when I start drinking. I'm breathing her in. I pick her up, I can't put her down. She smokes, I pull her in nice and slow. She's a habit and I can't let go.
she's smoke.
It's like no other station I've ever listened to. It's great.
Nobody plays more country.
Muskie 101.
Turned on the evening news, saw an old man being interviewed, turning 102 today. I asked him what's the secret to life. He looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said, all I can say is,
don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed. And you pray and God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. Well, I was glued to my TV when it looked like he looked at me and said, best start putting first things first. 'Cause when you hourglass runs out of sand, you can't rip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. Just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed. And you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. I've been trying to slow it down, I've been trying to take it easy. In this here today, gone tomorrow world we're living in, so don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. And your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. Just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed. And you pray and God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. Life goes faster than you
think. We could try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise. Every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona. Decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll out of. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can up, let's take it back to the field we had our first day. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ we got baptized, we can raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt little neck of the woods, yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. We could make this hometown home. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna. I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ we got baptized, we can raise a couple kids up good in the same.
Variety of country.
Muskie 101.
was a boat stuck in a bottle that never got the chance to touch the sea. Just forgot on the shelf, no wind in the sails, going nowhere with no one but me. I was one in 100 billion, a burnout star in a galaxy. Just lost in the sky, wondering why everyone else shines out for me. But I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you. You make me better than I was before. Thank God I'm yours. I was a worn out set of shoes, wandering the city streets. Facing the crowd, head looking down, lost in the sound of a lonely melody. Empty pockets and a roulette, always landing on a lost bet. Just live for the spin and hope for the win. Go all in just to lose again. Got the chance to touch the sea.
FM Muskie 101.
When I picked you up for our first date, baby, with your pretty blue eyes, it was driving me crazy, and the tiny little thought that was so amazing, they were looking at me. Held open the car to fold you, then you climbed inside and slid on over to the other side. I thought, my oh my. Sweet thing, the moon is high and the night is young. Come on, let me be in the backyard under the cottonwood tree. It's a good thing. Am I wishing? Oh, come on, sweet thing, won't you climb on out of your window? But I just couldn't wait, so I had to borrow Uncle Jake's Mustang, it's a favorite car, and so I can't stay alone. Standing here feeling like a love struck lonely. Oh, all I wanna do is hold you close and steal a little more time. Is that such a crime? Sweet thing, the moon is high and the night is young. I wanna meet. Sweet thing.
definitely more music.
It's your country.
101.1.
Muskie 101.
It's supposed to hurt. It's a broken heart. But the moving on is the hardest part. It comes in waves, the letting go. But the memory fades, everybody knows. Everybody knows. What if I'm trying?